It's difficult to describe the illustrations of Edward Gorey without using the word macabre. Death was often a subject of his drawings, and the various ways he depicted evil adults and dispatched mischievous children often provoked horror. However, his work often also provoked humor. Besides, he didn't like the word macabre. Edward Gorey died at the age of 75 in April 2000. The following year, a slim paperback was published called The Strange Case of Edward Gorey by Alexander Theroux, one of Gorey's close friends. He had few. Recently, Theroux went back to the now-out-of-print original monograph to rewrite, expand, and redesign it. It's just been published in hardcover, and Alexander Theroux is in the studio of WGBH in Boston. Welcome to the program.
It's a pleasure to be here, Leanne.
Why didn't Edward Gorey like the word macabre?
I think he heard it too much. It was a word that ghoulish and macabre were kind of the Scylla and Charybdis of his life in terms of interviews. And he never really liked to talk about his work to make a paradoxical point. So it was a way of repudiating the same old subject. And he wasn't really fussy, and he was very patient with people that talked about the macabre and the ghoulish. But everybody always went through that gate when they were talking to Edward Gorey. Hmm. And I think over the years, he would have been more interested to talk about other things.
Right. Well, in a nutshell, how would you describe his illustrations to those who may not have seen them or seen, for example, the series Mystery on PBS, where his was actually the opening sort of montage that they did in, you know, Black and White in the Graveyard and so forth?
I think his particular style grew out of that kind of fascination with pen and ink drawings. You know, I remember he once told me that it was so hard to get a book published in color when he started doing things in the early 50s, that all of his books were in black and white, partially to get them published. Mm. But to answer your question, I would say they grew out of cartoons in a wonderful, fussy, kind of manneristic way. His drawing got to be more and more oblique. His subject matter was the 20s, and he always fit his drawings to that particular world, the Edwardian period. So I think I would just say manneristic cartoons of a very high variety.
Hmm. Edward Gorey wrote more than 90 books. He illustrated some 60 others. He designed sets. He won a Tony Award for his costume design for the show Dracula. His work is reproduced everywhere. It's on exhibition. Yet it seems that Edward Gorey thought his work was ephemeral, that it wasn't lasting. Did he discuss his work with you? I mean, you knew him a while. Did he ever discuss his work with you?
Just as a kind of marginal subject, I mean, if you asked him, what is behind the drawings of the Gashly Crumb Tinies, or one of his books, The Dwindling Party, which is a mysterious pop-up book, he would say, oh, I'm going to leave you to tell me. I don't even know. He loved the phrase, I don't even know.
Hmm. How did you become friends with him?
To make a long story short, I was in a bookstore and bought several of his books. And the proprietor of the bookstore told me he lived virtually around the corner, and I couldn't believe it. So I just drove over there and knocked on his door and took a photograph, and he signed some books. And then I had written some stories that I thought he might want to illustrate over the course of that year. And so it was just a question of my being a fan, in short, just knocking on his door.
Hmm. You weren't the only one to do that. I mean, he was listed in the phone book. People knew where he lived. And he seems like someone who really wasn't thrilled about answering the door to a fan,
At times, he could be very passive-aggressive, and it depended on his mood. If he was rested, he would do it. But you would see him in restaurants, see him in, on Cape Cod. I mean, he stood out. He was a very poor hermit. And if you were visiting him and someone knocked on the door, maybe a goth person, they seemed to always flock over there. And he would say, we've got customers. And then he would answer the door, and they'd say, I love your work, and start gushing. He would say, thank you. Now what? But he was very accessible, and people would always stop by and see him.
There were many contradictions in the man. Describe a few of them.
He was in many ways very campy in the Susan Sontag sense. He could be very serious. He read every book imaginable. He had wide interest in theology, sociology. He wasn't particularly interested in politics, but there wasn't a subject that didn't really interest him. His day was filled with hoovering up as much as he could, the news, a film, listening to Mozart, one of his favorite composers, watching a movie, doing some artwork. He went his own way.
He was someone who wanted to keep up on what Erica Kane was doing on All My Children at the same time. You know,
his day was broken down into working in the morning, but he had to get to his Erica Kane show at 1 o'clock. He loved soap operas. He very rarely wasted his time. He would sew beanbag bats and beanbag figures while he watched television. But almost every night that I knew him, and I really knew him since about 1972 to about 2000, he went to the movies almost every night. And he could segue from reading a book on Wittgenstein or Anthony Trollope to watching The Golden Girls, which is a favorite TV show of his. He needed to have a lot of movement in his mind, a lot of water going over those stones of his mind.
So is there a picture that remains in your mind of your friendship with Edward Gorey?
I still see myself just sitting in his kitchen. He would say, would you like some tea? There was always a kind of melancholy tone to his voice. And he would give you some white toast with a cinnamon shaker. And that repast with Gorey was always cinnamon on white toast and a cup of tea.
Alexander Theroux wrote The Strange Case of Edward Gorey, published by Fantagraphics Books. He joined us from the studio of WGBH in Boston. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Leanne.
You can find Edward Gorey illustrations you haven't seen, including a poster for a puppet show Gorey performed in his own home, on our website, npr.org.